Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our friends at Montana Public Radio, bringing you the latest news of the region. I'm Carl Lengel, your host. It is the 2nd of January, 2026, a Friday. The Montana Supreme Court will not suspend the Attorney General's license, as was recommended by a state board, for charges of professional misconduct. Montana Public Radio's Shaley Rager reports.
The state's high court agreed that Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson violated the rules of professional misconduct, but not to the extent the Commission on Practice concluded. The commission reviews ethics complaints against attorneys and refers its findings to the state Supreme Court. Knutson was accused of undermining and disobeying the judiciary during a 2021 case that put Republican legislators at odds with the courts. After a two-day hearing, the commission recommended suspending Knutson's law license for 90 days and billing him for legal fees. More than a year later, a majority on the Montana Supreme Court rejected that suggestion and dismissed Knutson's case. In a statement, Knutson said he's glad the court brought the, quote, frivolous complaint to a long overdue conclusion, unquote. In Helena, I'm Shaley Rager.
With Affordable Care Act subsidies expiring, many Montanans are ringing in the new year with higher health insurance costs. Laura Hatch brings us up to date.
While the U.S. House is set to vote on the subsidies in January, it doesn't help people who've already made coverage decisions for the month. That includes former University of Montana adjunct professor Bradley Cook. He lives in Hamilton, Montana, and says his premiums went from $260 a month to almost $700 a month. He says his deductible also more than doubled, which he describes as simply prohibitive.
My Social Security isn't doubling, so it in effect was like a $15,000 expense out of pocket before I get any real insurance help. So I had to just cancel that.
People making more than 400% of the poverty level will no longer get the ACA extended subsidies. Those premium tax credits were expanded in 2021, allowing more people to qualify at lower cost. Congress didn't act on Democratic or Republican proposals before leaving for their holiday recess this year, meaning the subsidies will end today, the last day of 2025. The House is expected to vote on a 3-year subsidy extension when members return next week. Cook is now going with a direct health care provider with much cheaper premiums. He says it covers office visits and routine health care, but his current plan doesn't include coverage for catastrophic events, such as a cancer diagnosis. He's got a sinus infection at the moment and says canceling his ACA health insurance has him thinking differently about what is usually a simple illness.
Taking Sudafed or Afrin and things like that is the normal procedure to take care of something like this. But if it had turned into something more complicated, that would wipe me out. Something simple would wipe me out.
Montana's congressional delegation opposes extending the subsidies, saying they're COVID-era spending that should expire, and that they've allowed insurance companies to raise premiums. More than 67,000 of Montana's 77,000 marketplace enrollees are expected to see premium increases in the new year without the subsidies. I'm Laura Hatch, Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Montana's Commissioner of Securities and Insurance says the state has paid out more than $100,000 in restitution to victims of fraudulent schemes this year. Montana is one of only 6 states that offers restitution to residents who lose money or assets to investment fraud. According to the Federal Trade Commission, fraud is on the rise, with losses jumping by 25% nationwide in 2024. Consumers lost the money to investment scams and were, for the most part, commonly contacted by bad actors through email. More information on restitution assistance can be found on the Montana Commissioner of Securities and Insurance website. Governor Greg Gianforte declined to suspend a state public service commissioner from office, but encouraged an internal investigation to continue. Montana Public Radio's Shaley Rager reports.
Commissioner Brad Molnar will remain active on the state's utility oversight board, the Public Service Commission. Gianforte wrote he does not have good cause to suspend Molnar, as was requested by another commissioner. Molnar has been accused of harassment and is under investigation by an internal response team. He was also accused of impeding the review and engaging in retaliation. Molnar challenged Gianforte's authority to suspend him in court and was initially successful in blocking any action, but the court later reversed course and allowed for the governor's intervention. Molnar was stripped of the title of commission president in October. Gianforte declined to suspend Molnar, but said that doesn't excuse Molnar's alleged misconduct. He said an internal review should be completed. Molnar has denied any wrongdoing. In a statement, his attorney, Matthew Monforton, said the allegations are about, quote, silencing the PSC's most independent voice, unquote. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Riker.
Starting this new year, Americans in five states who got government help paying for groceries will see new restrictions on soda, candy, and other foods they can buy with those benefits. An Associated Press story indicates Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, Utah, and West Virginia are the first of at least 18 states to enact waivers to prohibit the purchase of certain foods through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. It's part of a push by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins to urge states to strip foods regarded as unhealthy from the $100 billion federal program, long known as food stamps, that serves 42 million Americans. The efforts are aimed at reducing chronic diseases such as obesity and diabetes associated with sweetened drinks and other treats, a key goal of Kennedy's Make America Healthy Again effort. Retail industry and health policy experts said state SNAP programs, already under pressure from steep budget cuts, are unprepared for the complex changes. There are no complete lists of the foods affected, and technical point-of-sale challenges that vary by state and store. Research remains mixed about whether restricting SNAP purchases improves diet quality and health. Demand for graphite, a key material in the lithium-ion batteries, is surging as trade tensions with China persist. With federal officials concerned about the steady supply of a number of critical minerals, several companies have plans to mine graphite. In New York, Titan Mining Corporation has mined a limited amount of ore from a deposit in Snowy Woods about 25 miles from the Canadian border. The company is aiming for commercial sales by 2028. Titan officials believe the geopolitical winds are at their backs to sell graphite concentrate for high-tech industrial and military uses. That could include heat-resistant coatings in factories, anodes in large lithium-ion batteries connected to electrical grids, and lubricants for military vehicles. The Titan mine is one of five active projects, including two in Alabama, one each in Montana and Alaska. Westwater Resources this fall announced it retained an engineering firm to lead the permitting process for mine development at the Coosa deposit in Alabama. The Graphite One Incorporated project in Alaska is at the site of what state officials say is the largest known large flake graphite deposit in the United States. In Montana, the Ruby Graphite Project is a significant graphite deposit known for its unique vein graphite. The site was first mined in the early 1900s. It was revamped around World War II. It is seen potentially as a key domestic source for high-purity graphite, crucial for batteries and other tech critical to U.S. supply chain needs. Southwest Montana Mountain Bike Association and the Dirt Concern are celebrating a successful 2025. In a press release this week, the newsletter acknowledges the trail community and the city of Bozeman for their support. According to the release, there were 94 new members in 2025 and 6.5 new trail miles. The third year serving the Bozeman mountain bike community included 15 trail work days, using 153 volunteers for a total of 585 hours across 10 trail systems. There were 13 group rides with a total of 149 riders. The new Nomadic Trail also placed as a favorite in a single track's ranking of bike trails across the USA. Single Track is an enthusiast website supporting bike trail interests. A reminder, Bright and Beautiful is planning live Christmas tree disposal drop-off locations in Billings, Yellowstone County, and Laurel. Rocky Mountain Compost partners with Bright and Beautiful are grinding up the trees to create mulch. The mulch is used for playgrounds and trails. Community members can also stop by Rocky Mountain Compost for free Christmas tree mulch for garden projects. According to the website Bright and Beautiful, a Keep America Beautiful affiliate, Bright and Beautiful works to maintain a clean community through lively, satisfying hands-on projects throughout the year. Those include the Great American Cleanup, Adopt a Spot, Arbor Day celebrations, Keep Your High School Beautiful, Keep Canyon Creek Memorial Beautiful, and Yellowstone County Christmas Tree Recycling. For specific location tree disposal site information in Billings, Laurel, Lockwood, and Huntley, visit bnbyc.org. The tree collection lasts through January 19th. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Carl Lengel.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal Art Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.